Happy Sunday. I'm Jeffy Ebanks with a look at your latest local news. The trial of Devon Emmanuel Wright Jr. concluded on Friday with a mixed verdict from a 12-member grand court jury. Jurors acquitted Wright Jr. of the murder of 2-year-old toddler Alice Sadie Powell after being unable to unanimously agree on his guilt. After 3 days of deliberation, the jury acquitted Wright Jr. of murder and did not return a verdict of manslaughter. However, jurors unanimously found him guilty of abducting the toddler. Emotions ran high in the court following the decision, with members of Alice Sadie's family visibly distressed and crying by the outcome. Wright Jr. has been remanded into custody and will return to court for sentencing on the abduction conviction at a later date. In other local news, civil service interns recently visited the Department of Environmental Health as part of the Cayman Islands Government Internship Program. The educational field trip included a guided tour of the landfill where interns learned about waste management operations and recycling processes. Students also received an overview of the department's wider responsibilities, including environmental monitoring, inspections, vector control, and public education. Officials say the visit helped interns better understand the role of the DEH and what it plays in protecting public health and promoting environmental sustainability across the islands. The portfolio of the civil service thanked the department for supporting the initiative and providing valuable hands-on learning opportunities. The government is encouraging residents to review their emergency plans as hurricane season continues, while highlighting a number of recent investments in public safety and disaster preparedness. Recent upgrades include a new NOAA storm surge model tailored for the Cayman Islands, an expanded flood sensor network in Georgetown and Bodentown, and improvements to the Kearney Gomez Doppler radar. Government also conducted a hurricane readiness exercise earlier in the year involving 124 public buildings and all official emergency shelters. Future projects include a new weather service operation and research center, additional weather monitoring towers, and expanded shelter capacity. Officials are reminding residents to prepare emergency kits, review insurance coverage, identify evacuation shelters, and to create family emergency plans ahead of any storm threats. The Cayman Motoring Federation is organizing a new road safety village as part of this year's Tony's Toys, Cars, and Caffeine event. The event, tentatively called Safe Roads Cayman, is scheduled for the 29th of November in downtown Georgetown along Seafarers Way. Designed as a free family event, the program will feature safety demonstrations, children activities, emergency services participation, road user education, and driving simulation experiences. Organizers say the initiative aims to promote safer behavior among motorists, cyclists, motorcyclists, passengers, and pedestrians. Government agencies, community groups, and private sector organizations are being invited to take part by offering interactive safety-related activities. Cayman will have 3 ships in port this week with a total of 8,980 persons set to visit. Monday will see Adventures of the Seas with up to 3,000 passengers. Tuesday and Wednesday are no ship days. Thursday will see 2 ships, Norwegian Prima and Margaritaville at the Sea Islander, with 3,300 and 2,680 passengers respectively. That marks the final ship for the week. For the full list, visit caymanport.com. Finally, Help for Children Cayman will host its 2026 annual charity gala, An Evening in the Ton, on the 14th of November at the Ritz-Carlton. The fundraising event will support programs aimed at protecting children and strengthening families. Since its founding, the organization has invested more than $4.8 million in community initiatives across the islands. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. I'm Jeffy Ebanks. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.